Kate, all I read about is the future Queen of England and her Photoshop skills. It's not enough that we're obsessed about her, but now we're apparently embracing another British sport. As you bet on your brackets and brace for March Madness, the game of cricket is quietly slinking into the U.S. Now you're like, what? This is the official song of last year's Cricket World Cup. It's basically baseball with two home plates and an oval field. The pitcher, known as a bowler, bounces the ball on purpose, and the bat is a paddle kind of like what they used to whack school kids on the bum back in the olden times. The rest of it is like watching baseball if you did it while taking drugs. Innings go forever. Teams score like 100 runs. A treat for you here, the greatest catch in cricket history.
Oh, it's in the air. Marinelli's there. Has he taken it? Yes, he has. Brilliant catch.
No gloves. All you probably know about cricket is the term sticky wicket, which metaphorically means a difficult situation, but literally a sticky wicket means wet and troublesome field conditions, which you might learn about because the U.S. now has Major League Cricket, six teams nationwide at the games. Fans are polite, they don't get rowdy. Their big move is to give a player the silent treatment. There are cricket stadiums to be built in New York, Washington, Illinois, with more to come. I just mentioned this because we're in the arena building business these days in Utah. We could always spend another $500 million and slap up a cricket park. Or we could ask Kate to Photoshop us a cricket stadium and use the money for more pickleball courts.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.